time to let loose your inner five-year-old, because today Sesame Street turns 45 years old. Do the math. Preschoolers who heard that song when the show debuted on PBS in 1969 are now middle-aged. But the show is still young at heart, and it has nearly a million viewers per episode, according to their count. That's despite lots of competition from other children's programming. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic and a regular on our show. Hi, Eric.
Hey, and I'm also one of those middle-aged people who heard the show when it first started, so...
I'm with you. Now, the amazing thing about this show is that it's now been 4.5 decades, yet preschoolers of every generation seem to like this show. So how does it stay relevant? How does it stay in step?
Well, one clue, I think, is embedded in how it started. The people at the Children's Television Workshop that developed Sesame Street looked at how commercials talked to kids and looked at how attentive they were to, like, commercials for, you know, toys and cereal, and realized that they could use those same techniques to create a show that felt a little more modern and also really spoke to kids in an effective way. So Sesame Street has always used that way of talking to kids. It doesn't talk down to kids. It assumes that they know about pop culture. It assumes that they know about the world, but they also take very seriously their mission of speaking to kids in a way that's appropriate. So they're also careful about that too. And they've walked that fine line very carefully and very well for almost 5 decades now.
And they've had this social awareness, in a sense. I'm thinking about in 1983, when one of the longest cast members, Will Lee, who played Mr. Hooper, the corner store owner, died of a heart attack. And the show took the opportunity to talk about coping with death. And we have a section from that episode.
Big Bird, don't you remember we told you Mr. Hooper died? He's dead.
Oh, yeah. I remember. Well, I'll give it to him when he comes back.
Big Bird, Mr. Hooper's not coming back.
Yeah,
Eric, what did Sesame Street do exactly that made it so good about talking about things that are tough to talk to kids about?
Well, you know, first of all, they had the courage to take on these subjects at a time when it would have been easy to avoid them. So they could have written him out of the show in any number of ways, but they used it as an excuse to not only memorialize his character, but also through the character of Big Bird, show little kids what it's like for one of their number to lose someone that's close to them. And it was a way of sort of modeling for kids how to process the death of a grandparent, because that's really what Mr. Hooper kind of was on the show. They have the courage and the ability to develop a message that spoke well to kids, that educated them, that took them through this process. And it was so emotional that even adults who watched the episode were emotionally moved by it.
And the show has become quite international at this point. I mean, it's not just a street somewhere in New York, Sesame Street. They have co-productions in, what, 30 countries around the world?
Exactly. And what's great about Sesame Street is they've also kind of created this template for how to create shows that speak to kids and also handle controversial subjects in speaking to kids. So you have versions of the show in Pakistan and Afghanistan and China and places where the social issues at hand may be even more contentious than they are here in America. And yet, these shows have been successful. They've been able to speak to an audience. They've been able to educate kids who really have much fewer options for media education in their lives. It's amazing what they've been able to pull off with this show in 45 years.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. He's talking to us on today's 45th anniversary of Sesame Street. Eric, thank you.
Always a pleasure.